Having PTSD may hinder your ability to imagine a positive future for yourself. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Adam Brown, professor of psychology at Sarah Lawrence College, delves into treatment options to help reverse this cognitive disorder.
In the wake of a traumatic event, people often say they no longer feel like the person they once were and can't imagine being the same person again in the future. This is particularly true for people diagnosed with PTSD. In fact, the belief that one has been permanently changed by their trauma is associated with an increased likelihood of developing PTSD and a lower chance of recovery. Over the past few years, colleagues and I have been using methods taken from cognitive psychology and neuroscience to try to understand the relationship between memory and self-identity in PTSD and develop techniques to modify distortions about one's self-identity that might interfere with coping. We have found that individuals with PTSD have a harder time recalling specific memories and imagining themselves in the future. In addition, when asked to recall the past or imagine themselves in the future, they are more likely to remember and anticipate traumatic events. More recently, using brain imaging techniques such as fMRI, we have been identifying structures in the brain, including areas in the prefrontal cortex, that are less active when individuals with PTSD recall and imagine positive future events. An inability to recall and imagine positive events may contribute to the persistence of the disorder. However, we have found that when we prompt individuals with PTSD to recall memories associated with achievement and self-efficacy, this leads to an increased ability to imagine positive future events and greater engage those brain regions that were less active when recalling the past and imagining the future. As we learn more about the cognitive and neural alterations in PTSD, we will use this information to guide future treatments.
That was Adam Brown of Sarah Lawrence College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Love and dream in the ghetto.